For today's feature interview, we will talk with Memram Cook Tanchmar MLA Megan Mitten about a range of topics, including the Sackville Memorial Hospital, the housing shortage, the recent approval of a new quarry outside Moncton in Calhoun, and the continued push for a systemic racism inquiry in New Brunswick. I started off asking Mitten about the debate over gas prices and what the Greens are proposing in order to provide relief for rising prices in general.
In the legislature, there's been just kind of a ridiculous debate going on between the Conservatives and Liberals that really led nowhere. They're just kind of yelling at each other, but not solving any problems. Right now, a lot of people are struggling to make ends meet. And there are some things that government could do. And as Greens, we've been proposing increasing the HST rebate could help people, raising wages, and raising social assistance rates. And especially those last two. And if you look at social assistance rates, they're already not high enough to really reasonably be able to live on. And that, you know, social assistance also includes people who have disabilities, and that's their income. And it's just pitiful, the amount that social assistance gives. So HST rebate, raising wages, raising social assistance, and making sure that there's, you know, targeted help going to people. We know that the Irvings, you know, we're talking about a $1.5 billion increase in wealth this year, but then they're getting a tax break of $280,000 from the government with legislation they're pushing through right now. So, you know, targeting the help away from billionaires and to the people, you know, living in New Brunswick who need it. That's really where the action needs to be.
Now, I know in terms of the Liberal and Conservative sort of proposals that have been bandied about, mostly have to do with asking the federal government to, you know, delay or postpone the carbon tax at the pump. So taxes at the pump. And then the Liberals have asked if the, you know, provincial government will actually forego some of its provincial taxes at the pump. What have the Greens been saying about that? Do you see reducing prices at the gas pump as a relief solution that you would back, or how do you feel about that?
The idea around the Higgs government's carbon tax idea, that was really a red herring. That was just political theater, because last week what they also did was take their carbon tax bill and get it passed through committee and passed through. So if they were really serious, then they wouldn't have done that, or they would have amended it. It's just political theater. A way to get the money back to people would be with an HST rebate. There, in terms of adjusting the price at the pump, I want people to have to pay less. Something to consider too is that the gas companies may keep just charging more, to make up for that. They may not, the prices may not go down. The markets are really kind of wild and out of control right now, and so the price then could spike even more, and it might not make that much of a difference in people's pockets. So getting money directly to people is really important. I think that's where the focus should be.
Housing, as you know, has been a huge issue in Sackville as of late. What have you been hearing from residents, and what are you thinking are the best steps forward in terms of that problem?
There's a variety of problems, whether it's rent spiking, rent evictions. So that's evicting people based, they're not called evictions, but it's kicking people out so they can do renovations, and then that are not legitimate, and then discrimination against people who have kids. That's just scratching the surface, really, of the housing crisis. And it's not just in urban areas, right? So it's in rural areas as well. So there needs to be stronger legislation. There is legislation coming through right now that has lots of loopholes, and David Kuhn, the leader of the Green Party, is bringing amendments to try to make the legislation better, such as to prevent rent evictions And that's part of it. There needs to be a rent cap. There needs to be stop to discrimination. There needs to be a stop to rent evictions. But there needs to be more housing. There's not enough to go around. The vacancy rates are so low, and so this is with complex problems. There's not just one solution. So. But part of the solution is to build more housing, and government needs to invest in that. Right now, there's about 7,000 people on the NB housing waiting list, and they're looking. They need affordable housing, and so that's province wide. They have a 10-year plan, and we're a few years in now. And at the end of that plan, there will only be about 1,200 more affordable housing units, and not all of them will even be new units. Some of them will be existing units that they've added a rent supplement to make it affordable housing. So they're not getting to, they're not addressing the issue. What needs to be done is bigger than even this plan they've signed with the federal government. It's inadequate. And so, yes, there needs to be contributions, and some of those can happen through that federal and provincial, the bilateral program. But there really needs to be some more creativity as well, and looking at different models, making it easier to have, you know, cooperative housing be built. And really, there needs to be a sense of urgency, and we haven't seen that for years. We've been calling on government the Higgs government to do better and move faster on housing. And things have only gotten worse, and they're not moving fast enough.
Okay, Megan, is there anything else that you wanted to bring up that you've been focusing on lately?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch. So if it's okay, I'll try to cover a few. One is I've been putting pressure on the government on Health Minister Shepherd around the Saxel Hospital. We're seeing province-wide that there is pressure on the healthcare system. There's pressure on different hospitals. So this isn't just happening in Saxel, but what's happening in Saxel is unacceptable. People, you know, I know the staff are understaffed and strained, and that it's challenging. And what it means for patients, what it means for, you know, children, for seniors, for people who end up in an emergency, that they aren't able to go to the hospital most of the time. I'm hearing from people who, even when they do go, that they're being sent home. And it's just absolutely unacceptable. And this didn't happen overnight. This has been years and years of mismanagement, and it's unacceptable, and they need to remedy this soon. I'm really, you know, afraid of the consequences. I'm already hearing of some of the consequences, but this could be life or death for people. So the hospital is absolutely top of my mind. Another issue that is coming up is around quarries, and I think it's sort of, when we look at the issue of quarries being built near residential areas, it gets at some other issues around, like, when are EIAs, or environmental impact assessments, triggered when it comes to water quality, for example, and who has the decision-making power, especially, you know, the Minister of Local Government, currently Minister Alain, has approved a quarry in Calhoun, even though even the planners and, like, all the residents spoke out against it. And so, you know, that's not great for you know, democracy, local representation. And there's concerns around what that means for people's rights and for environmental protection. And we have to remember, we're part of the environment. We breathe the air, we drink the water. And then something else, you know, we're going back into the legislature, looking at what we can do to push the Higgs government on anti-racism. You know, June is Indigenous History Month, and we've just, you know, the coroner's report on Chantal Moore was just released. You know, there still needs to be an Indigenous-led independent inquiry into systemic racism in policing and justice systems, and frankly into all our systems. And there And then there are some concrete steps that the government could take that we're going to be pushing them on to recognize Truth and Reconciliation Day and really formally to recognize Emancipation Day, which, you know, PEI and Nova Scotia have already done. So we're, you know, the Maritime province that hasn't done that. So these, you know, education and awareness is only part of it. We also need the systemic change, but there's so much more that can be done to make sure that, you know, justice and equity improve in our society, because there's a long way to go. So those are just a few of the things that, you know, I'm working on and that we'll be looking at in the legislature.
I'd like to ask you a bit more about quarries, and I'm really glad you brought that up. The quarry in Calhoun, the zoning decision is being made by the Minister of Local Government because there is no legal local authority in Calhoun. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So they are in a local service district, and now they're going to be in a rural district. But fundamentally, what with, you know, this municipal reform, the power of the minister isn't really going to change in rural areas like that. And I'm really concerned about what that means. That means that local people still won't have a say in a lot of parts of the province when it comes to, you know, basically industrial activities being in their backyards, when it comes to quarries, when it comes to forestry, when it comes to other things like that. So yeah, the minister has the power, and the minister is going to continue to have the power even with local governance reform.
There are a number of quarries that are within the newly formed town of Tanchamar. And I'm thinking there's been a number on the Rockport Peninsula. There's been a number of issues there raised in the former LSD area there. I mean, you've been a town councillor and you've been a provincial MLA now. Do you think those residents who've had concerns about the quarries in the Westcock and Rockport area, do you think that they will have better representation or have ability to sort of protect what they feel they need to protect now that they will have a local government representing them?
I am hopeful that having increased representation in this situation will mean that they will have more of a say in terms of what happens in their backyard and how this type of industrial activity gets approved. There still is an issue of, you know, EIAs are not triggered for quarries. So that is still an issue, but there will be, my understanding is, because I did ask about this, there will be new plans essentially drawn up in terms of what's allowed and, you know, planning. So I'm hopeful that that will mean there's more protection for more people. And that's one of the concerns that I have around these rural districts, in that they are being left out of that.
That's Memram Cook Tanchamar MLA Megan Mitten speaking with me yesterday. Since we spoke, two Green Party motions to amend the Residential Tenancies Act to protect tenants from rent evictions were voted down by PC MLAs in committee.